Key takeaways from the course. We have almost reached the end of the course. When a journey is coming to an end, it can be helpful to look back and notice how far you have come. Hopefully, carrying out the quiz in the previous step has helped you feel that you've learned a lot of new ideas and concepts on this course. It might also have made you notice that there's more exploring and learning you want to do in the future. We hope this course has given you a chance to get to know yourself a bit better. We wonder if you've discovered anything new about yourself since you started the learning. It might also have given you more of an idea of some of the things that happen to you when you're in a group, and some of the things that happen to others in groups too. Knowing all of this should help you make good choices when it comes to future group situations. That can be a powerful thing, as it can help you and the teams you're in work better to achieve your goals. From start to finish, this course has covered a lot of different ideas and concepts to help you understand yourself and others. Some of these were self-awareness, becoming more aware of how you behave and how you might show up at work. Self-reflection, thinking about how you do what you do at work and thinking deeper about what makes you, you. The unconscious, all the thoughts, feelings and emotions below the surface, the things that might not seem obvious at first but that can motivate a lot of our behaviours. Mindfulness, practicing being in this moment, being grounded, helping you towards whole well-being. Identities, all the groups that you belong to, including family, social, work, gender, race, ethnicity, skin colour, social class, age, and many more. Intersectionality, where various identities build up one upon another and have a much greater impact on a person's experience and interactions at work and elsewhere. Listening well, paying attention with self-awareness to what another person is saying, without thinking of what you will say next, really understanding their point of view. Projection, when we have uncomfortable feelings in the unconscious, which we then project into someone else instead of acknowledging them in ourselves. Influencing, push and pull style influencing and how to use both in different circumstances. Managing stress and anxiety, how it's natural to feel stressed and anxious, and the things you can do to help you manage these feelings. BART, boundaries, authority, role, and task. How these four concepts can help us to understand what is going on in the workplace. Authority and taking up personal authority. How authority can be given to you by others, like your boss, your co-workers, and support staff. And how to take up your own authority to be the writer of your own story. Power. How power dynamics exist in every relationship, including work relationships, and how power can move and change in a relationship. Leadership and followership, the role of leaders and followers, how both are as important as each other, and how everyone can at times become either a leader or a follower. Groupishness, the different and unusual ways that people can behave when they are in groups. Groupthink, the ways in which people can start thinking differently when they're in groups. Group dynamics, the forces at work when we're in a group. Conflict and systems thinking, how our unconscious processes can result in conflict, why that can be a problem, and how we can look at the bigger picture. A discussion question. Apart from all the concepts we've just listed, is there anything else you feel you've learned or discovered on this course? Share any thoughts you have with your co-learners in the comments section below.